Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
And Kale Hall.
Bend over and I'll show you.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
And welcome in to the Rob and Kale Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. I have a co-host. And you know what? Normally, he gets the badass Arn Anderson music. No. We're in holiday mode, so he gets holiday music. Welcome to the show, Carolina Jackpot. What's up, brother?
Not much. Another season in the books, it seems like.
Yeah.
We're almost in the books.
That's
anyway,
what it seems like, doesn't it?
Yeah. One more weekend to go, and then Christmas time, and then
let's go.
Bowl games, remains to be seen, but it's winding to a close.
It is definitely winding down. Yeah, Jason has a great point over there. What do y'all think is Gus Malzahn as the offensive coordinator for South Carolina? We're definitely going to get into that momentarily. Oh, poor Kale. What, you got to give your dog a treat or something, man. What's wrong with your dog over there, brother?
I was eating that sandwich, and he's jealous. He's already been fed lots.
Shout out to Gwen over there on Facebook, Tony, all those guys over there, Edwin checking us out. We've got some great stuff to get into this evening. We're going to talk a little bit about the weekend that was. First, as always, we thank our sponsors, of course, Callaway's Bar and Grill in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Go by there and get yourself some retro video games, all kinds of good food. Good people are at Callaway's. And we have the from DNC Trucking and Transport, it's Clemson Tales with Uncle Kale. That's what I'm going to call it. It's Clemson Tales with Uncle Kale. Okay. Uncle Kale, please read away.
Sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson won a national title before my team won a bowl game. Did you know there are 5 ACC teams in the latest top 25 poll? Only 4 SEC teams. It pays, to play that soft-ass SEC schedule. The decade of dicking is without a doubt coming for the Gamecocks. We have no chance of beating Clemson. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. We love that. All right. The latest update in our Callaway's Pick'em Challenge has Ben Simmons has picked up a huge lead. He now leads. He leads me by 6 picks. His second place is 5 picks back. I tell you what, man.
Fuck Ben Simmons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck Ben Simmons. As he's kind of rolling away with it. Anyway, we're going to get into the rest of that. I'll give you some of the other folks that are there. I know that Jackpot has a 2-point lead on Jackpot Jr. And yeah, we're getting up close to it. I think we're doing 12 games this week to finish out the season because there's only 12 games left. And in the COVID era, why the fuck not, right, Kale?
Exactly. What am I still? Do I still have that lead on him, or
you have a two?
I look two pick lead. I looked today, and it hadn't been updated yet. So
yeah, you have a 2-pick lead.
Okay.
So there's that. We have a lot to get into this evening. We have Clemson and Notre Dame coming up. We'll talk a little bit about Clemson and Notre Dame a little bit later on in the week. We've also got the stuff with Auburn.
Fuck Notre Dame.
Exactly. I love my new text feature here where I can just cuss everyone. Anyway.
There's 26 people watching us over on the YouTube channel right now live. 16 likes. We have one dislike. Can you, the one dislike, thumbs down. You can go fuck yourself. The rest of the 16 with the thumbs up.
I just hit the button to... No. Is this for me? Okay. I'm on the naughty list. Yeah, so I dropped off there. My bad, Kale. I hit the wrong button there. I was goofing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, my daughter's bringing me, I guess it's like holiday pajamas. I guess this is what I'm wearing on Christmas Eve. It's a bunch of cats on a t-shirt. I don't know about all that. That's not for me? No. Oh, well, who's that for?
It's for you. You're supposed to be wearing it to work.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you, daughter. Brock says he prefers virtual Kale. Well, don't forget, we have virtual Kale. Virtual Kale's here. Where is virtual Kale? There we go. Yeah, virtual Kale never leaves us. He's always here when we need him. So don't worry about virtual Kale. He'll be joining us on the show. As Kale said, what was it? The one person that's a thumbs down. What did you tell that one person that was a thumb down to go fuck themselves?
I told them they could go intercourse themselves.
Ah, okay.
Fuck him. Always, I don't ever want to see the motherfucker again.
Exactly. There you go. Virtual Kale. All right. So anyway, we're getting into our flow here. We're so used to having three of us here. Now we got two. And I assure you, Kale and I are going to put on a great show for you. We just got to get into effect there. Jerome says he's going to make a virtual Rob. Yeah, good luck with that. There's enough clips of me out there. I'm sure you could. Anyway.
Lord have mercy.
God, that would be some shit. It would just be fuck everyone, right? I don't know. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about first, Kale? We're going to take calls this evening, right? Why don't we put up the number to take calls? Because I think a lot of people are on fire about what happened to Florida, where they played in a fucking fog. That's the only term I can use for it. And they got their butts kicked. I mean, that's pretty much the only terminology I can use with it. So, yeah. What'd you think of that game, Kale?
I think they just they just weren't prepared. I think they were looking ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that would happen. I mean, I thought they've covered like almost all the spreads this year, especially towards the back end of the season here. I thought we might catch them after Georgia when they played Arkansas. I thought it would be a good chance for them to slip up or not cover the spread. But, I mean, they just kept on hammering teams. So it came as a huge surprise to me. It really did.
Well,
I didn't see that one coming at all.
I didn't see it coming either. And it's one of those things that I wish that I could go back and look at some stuff, because when you really stop and look at it, Florida has played a suspect schedule. And Edwin Reese is right. They're SEC East co-champions. I think Uncle Lou put that out earlier, which made me laugh really hard. The toughest game that they played is, other than Texas A&M, is Georgia. And Georgia played them with Stedman Jackass. That's not the quarterback that you want for that game. Florida is a fucking fraud. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. They came into that game with LSU, and they got their ass handed to them. It was pretty interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
What's that? Go ahead.
So I thought it was funny. Yeah, I mean, and the shoe-throwing thing, I mean, everybody's, they're all on that, like that cost them the game. Well, that didn't cost them a fucking game. It shouldn't have been a game to begin with.
That's true.
I mean, you're 24-point favorites for a reason.
At home.
So a shoe shouldn't have come down to a shoe. It just shouldn't have.
It's all about the shoes, Kale. It's all about the shoes, man.
It is.
Did you hear the ref say, and it was funny because the ref, when they made the call, he said, personal foul, what was it, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number three, throwing the offender's shoe 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, he described it like in perfect detail, throwing the LSU player's shoe 20 yards down the field. You got it exactly right. Not 18 yards, 20.
Fuck the shoe.
It was the fog's fault. Edwin says, how do you give up 37 points to LSU? Edwin's an LSU fan. Look, let me give you this.
I don't know. Gamecocks will tell you. They give up 52.
Not 37, though, Kale. They didn't give up 37. It was 52. No, but I was kind of shocked with that. But, you know, Bob was asking, was Pitts really hurt? You know, the word on the Florida message boards, I went and looked at some of those this morning. They think that they were just holding him out for the SEC championship game because he has been kind of, you know, popped a little bit. And they were just holding him out to keep him healthy for that game. Well, congratulations. Now you have the SEC championship game. And if by some snowball's chance in hell you win that game, eh, what a shit show. What an absolute shit show.
He took a hit in that Georgia game that was just fucking nasty.
Yeah, they hit him solid.
Yeah, so that's where his concussion came from.
How shitty.
I'm sure you're lingering effects of it. I mean, I can understand why. Thing looked like it would knock his damn fillings out. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That was a tough shot. How shitty do Georgia fans feel right now? Because I gave Georgia a lot of shit, and I don't know if they can beat Alabama or not, but I tell you what, I'd like to see Georgia square off with Florida with JT Daniels at quarterback, because I think they win that fucking game.
Yeah, I think they would too. But that's your own dumbass coaches. That's their fault, not anybody else's.
That's true, man. But I mean, go ahead.
That guy shouldn't have even been playing quarterback. I mean, yeah. It was horrible. That was horrible.
It was. It was really shitty. Anyway, we're taking calls this evening at 803-470-2905. You want to sound off on those games. LSU fans are I'm in a group that's predominantly LSU fans, and man, they're running their mouths today. Holy shit. I mean, you would have thought that Joe Burrow came back. I mean, it was pretty impressive with some of the stuff that was coming out there today. But, you know, Florida fans have been running their mouth, too, about how they were going to coast into the SEC championship game. And, yeah, how the hell did that happen? Not very much. Not very much. Pretty crazy.
This is a game I'd forgotten that this thing was even getting played.
Right. Well, and you know, that was the thing, too.
Apparently, one of the participants felt that way as well, because they just failed to show up.
Well, but then that was the other thing, too. Like, we didn't even put that in our pick'ems. We thought that was just going to be a shit game. We thought it was going to be like the Alabama-Arkansas game. Why in the blue hell would we put that in there? Yeah.
So,
congratulations to LSU for basically ruining their season. So, and I mocked Georgia, and you know what? When I mock people, I have to come back and be honest. It was I apologize to the Georgia fans, because I tell you what, I do believe if they had JT Daniels, they would probably win. But you could blame your coach.
That goes to show you how talented their team really is. When you look at JT Daniels side by side Stedman jackass, and you thought, well, hell, they still won all these damn games with Stedman jackass. They blew some teams out with Stedman jackass. I mean, what could they have done if they had had the proper quarterback playing, you know, all 10 games?
That's true.
Unreal.
All right. Well, we are taking calls at 803-470-2905. I want to get into the Gus Malzahn thing. Bob asked if we were getting into that, and I thought we needed to talk about the shocking LSU win, by the way, which, you know, that's kind of the high watermark for LSU this season. And, man, they just really took a turn in the dirt. But anyway, the other thing was Gus Malzahn dancing in the locker room on Saturday after his team finishes 6-4 with a win over Mississippi State. 24 hours later, get the fuck out of here. You don't have a job anymore. That is kind of a crazy thing, but I found some numbers on Gus Malzahn. I wanted to throw some of these out there. Now, I know, everyone's going to tell me he didn't get this done, blah, 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 blah. In 8 seasons, and I read this, and it made me maybe kind of step back for just a moment. Now, I don't know what the hell they're doing as far as looking for a coach there, but I agree with Josh Pate when he says you need to have someone better lined up. They better have somebody better lined up. Kale, if we had someone at South Carolina playing an SEC West schedule and they went 67-33 in 8 years, won a National Coach of the Year award, two SEC West titles, one SEC championship, a national runner-up finish, and two New Year's Six bowl berths, they would have renamed Williams-Brice Stadium whatever the hell that coach is. Would you agree?
Yeah, I was about to say they'd name that fucking bridge over the damn whatever bridge that is, over the damn Broad River or whatever, yeah, coming into Columbia,
the Gervais Street Bridge,
I-26. They'd rename that and whatever his fucking name, or the damn Gus Malzahn Bridge. No, it's crazy. It's nuts. I mean, what? I don't get it. I mean, this year, I mean, what was the breaking point? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, they lost four games. They lost the Gamecocks. Okay, that was a shitty loss for them, I guess. You lost to Georgia. Most teams lose to Georgia. I mean, you've lost to Georgia like 13 out of the last 18 times. It's not a big surprise. Lost to somebody else.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'll pull up the schedule.
They lost to Texas A&M, who's having a really good season. And it's not like you got your ass kicked. I mean, they just lost by like a touchdown or a little more. And then they lost to Alabama. Everybody loses to Alabama.
Well, it could have been.
Sometimes you even beat them. So
it could have been the other stat that kind of sticks out there is that he's 0-12 in road games against Georgia, Alabama, LSU. I mean, those three, he's played them. He's 0-12, so that may have something to do with it. But I honestly don't know what the hell they want, man. I mean, he's 34 games over fucking 500.
Well, all their whole fucking defensive line from last year's in the NFL. I mean, that did not have some kind of an effect on that team this year. I mean, they had kind of a slow start. I mean, they got better.
Yeah.
I mean, I know LSU, I know, was really down this year, but, I mean, they beat that, as Uncle Lou would say, out of LSU a few weeks ago. 48-11 or something like that?
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming. I mean, that was an offensive outburst.
Yeah, it was brutal, but I honestly don't know
it's
what.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 34 games over 500 in 8 years.
Fuck Auburn.
Yeah. And his buyout is something just fucking, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's
$1 million they're gonna pay this man for not. I talked about Will Muschamp last week, that South Carolina now owes him an extra $2 million a year for losing fucking football games. He got a raise after he got fired for losing fucking football games. This guy is getting paid for winning fucking football games.
Yeah.
You can't get paid to stay at home for winning football games. Wow.
Yeah, let's go out to the phones and see who's calling in this evening. Good evening. Welcome into the show. What do you got, man?
What's up, fellas? Roll Tide Roll.
What's going on, brother?
Gus Malzahn has a better record against Saban than every other coach in the SEC combined.
3-5.
Beat Bama, too.
Yeah, he's 3-5 against Saban. By the way, I mean, not very many coaches can say that.
That's a great record to go against the GOAT. I mean, he's won two out of the last four, and he, you know, last year he won 17. I mean, what do they expect? Who do they expect to hire? Hugh Freeze has beaten Saban twice. Although, I mean, one of those games, Alabama had five turnovers, and let's be honest, if they played that game 10 times, Bama would have won most of them. But unless they can get Hugh Freeze or Lane Kiffin, I don't know what they're doing. I'll hang up.
Thank you, brother. Hey, man, appreciate you calling the show. Yeah, I don't know who they're going to get, but I don't know if the SEC is going to let Hugh Freeze back in it right now. I think that there's some pressure to keep him out. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I've read some stuff like that on around the world a little bit here, but you know, The question is who are they going to get? And I have no clue who it's going to be.
I don't know. I think Hugh... Sorry. It might not be a popular opinion. I think Hugh Freeze is just a little bit overrated. I really do. I mean, so he's won a bunch of fucking games at Liberty. So what? He beat... He beat some ACC teams this year, jackpot. He beat fucking Syracuse, who is... fucking is shittier than shit, and I don't know any other adjective to describe them. And then he beat Virginia Tech. I mean, Virginia Tech's not that good. Virginia Tech's just a terrible team. I mean,
fuck you, Freeze.
Yeah, and then other than that, I mean, they've beaten a bunch of nobody teams. They've beaten nobodies.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a fucking break.
Tony's right about there is no restriction on that, but I just think that there may be something. I don't know. The stuff that all that happened down there, that, I mean, I don't know if they're going to let him move around or not. We'll see how that goes. But Noah Sheldon 500 says Auburn should hire Jamie Chadwell. Why not? Why anybody hasn't given that guy an opportunity? He's young. Shit, go after him. I mean, that would make a lot of sense. But and then, of course, Napier's name comes up. There's something else with this, too. ESPN put this out earlier that maybe Clemson's coordinators, Tony Elliott and Brent Venables, their name could be in the mix. And I tell you what, we give Auburn a lot of shit, but that's a pretty good job.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I don't know what Brent Venables has done to suggest to anyone that he wants to be a head coach or that he would be a good head coach.
I mean, his defense puts up numbers. We'll give him that. But
Fucker seems a little crazy to me.
That does. But then the whole thing with Tony Elliott seems crazy to me, too. I mean, Tony Elliott, you know, I mean, he hasn't really put out there, hey, I want to be a head coach. You know, so I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit too early on that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to. I mean, I'd just soon stay up there on that hill, hang out with Dabo, eat pizza at the end of every year. Get paid a shit ton of money. I mean,
Scott's got a good point.
He got himself into a damn mess.
Yeah, he's at a shithole right now. Scott says they should have kept Gus honestly until Saban goes somewhere or declines further. Bammer will remain king. You know what? I hear you on that, man, and that makes a lot of sense. But I'm just in the camp of I don't know what the fuck they want. I mean, 34 games over 500. I understand the SEC West is hard, but 34 games over 500. Oh my God, that's crazy. And that gets you fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. If you want to join us here on the podcast this evening, we appreciate everyone checking us out. You know, there were other games that happened this weekend that kind of made you cringe your nose a little bit. We thought Coastal Carolina was going to lose, and all of a sudden they get a last minute touchdown, and they pull out the win over Troy. I mean, they're the only 11-0 team in the country, so.
I tell you, my picks last week were a dirty fucking diaper. I mean, they really were. I can't believe that the one week that I side with them, they fucked me. They fucked me.
They did.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Fuck my life. Fuck it.
And they were up. A pretty decent little clip there early on in that game.
Yeah.
And they were up by like 14.
They were. They were rolling.
Then, let them come back.
Yeah. Let's head out to the phones and welcome in this caller. Caller, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? It's Jerome.
Jerome, what's going on, my
Jerome?
Friend?
What's up, guys? Hey, I was just going to comment on that. I'm glad LSU beat Florida so I could finally stop hearing about Florida's playoff hopes. But if I was a Florida fan, I would be just livid right now, especially the way that Dan Mullen handled the press. He acted like the player didn't throw the LSU player's shoe 20 yards.
Oh,
he acted like
yeah,
it didn't even happen.
I saw.
Did y'all see that
over on Twitter?
Yeah,
he said. What? He's like, I don't understand. He said his shoe was in his hand after he got up from making a tackle, and he jumped up, and then he made a football move.
A football move?
What football move is slinging a shoe 20 yards downfield? I that's a football move I've never seen before.
Never seen it.
That's just crazy. He's a douche. I mean, he definitely wins. He wins the 2020 Douche of the Year award. Got to.
Yeah.
Got to be.
I'm going to pull up that
clip. I was going to say, we already knew he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll play it, folks, here, because, I think I caught it, but I was, I don't know, I'm just out of it yesterday.
Yeah, I watched part of it, and the part I saw was him being like, oh, something happened?
Yeah. I'm trying to find the actual, like, yeah, this is funny, by the way. Hold on.
No better than that.
You see here. Hold on. I'm going to play it for you guys here. And for those who didn't see it, but it's pretty crazy when you really stop and look at it, because he did chuck that ball. I mean, it was not, there was no doubt about that. I mean, he launched that damn shoe down the field.
It just fell into his fucking hand, and when he stood up, he just did a football move, and it just flew out of his hand, and fuck.
Yeah, here we go.
It's like he thought that because of the fog, no one could see.
Here's the play, guys. I'm going to play it for everybody here so we can relive it here. And then I think I've got the Mullen thing too, but hold on. Check this out.
I saw a cleat going through the fog.
Hold on. There we go.
Official announce throwing a player's shoe.
Well,
and it wasn't 11. It was Marco Wilson.
Yeah, it was 3.
Yeah,
Marco Wilson's got to know better than that.
There's no reason to do it. I saw a cleat going through the fog.
What an idiot. I don't even know where to go from that. I mean, like, the player's dumb as all get out, but what that player has to be the dumbest ever too. I mean, you know, they should be on the fuck 'em bus right on out of Florida with that, with those two. My goodness, I guarantee
now,
you.
Now, imagine as being a Carolina or a Clemson fan watching that. I mean, we would be all over the coach, and like, so it was. I mean, there's no responsibility. I mean, that's crazy. Dan Mullen doesn't even call out the guy. I mean, there's no discipline at all for this player.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm trying to find the actual clip of Mullen. I'm trying to find the actual audio of it. I've seen people write it down. But, Marco Wilson didn't have any intent to taunt LSU. I think that's what it boils down to. Let me see if I can actually pull this clip up here, because this looks like comedy, too, with this guy. He is so out there, man. Let's see if we can actually pull that up. Well, we'll have to see
if
I can find
it. Did he have a costume on during the press conference, or did he just dress like regular Dan?
Oh goodness. I don't know. That's a good point though. I mean, why would he do that? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Are you taunting a team that you're a 24-point underdog to? I mean, there's a 24-point underdog to you? I don't get it, Jerome. It doesn't make any sense, man. Might have been one of the weirdest games ever. I mean, just weird.
I mean, I know Florida didn't lose the game because of that, but I mean, that basically lost the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be argued. It could be argued.
Yeah, it could be. So.
But,
go ahead.
But yeah, I was going to say the other thing is, just to switch topics a little bit, if you watch Carolina Jackpot's, videos. There was one, this is back when I kind of got into Carolina Jackpot. He made a video after Florida, the Florida game, I don't know, 2 years, we were up by like 17 points going into the fourth quarter. I don't know, I think it was 18. And he was like, they're going to kick us out of the SEC after this one. And I just, that's my favorite jackpot moment.
If you're
a jackpot fan, you got to watch that one.
Take it back
a little bit.
One of my favorite jackpot moments, and I've actually got it right here, is he said this, and this is after the Citadel game. And I think I played it a couple times, but it's still really funny. Here we go.
I ain't got nothing else to say. I done run out of jokes. We are the joke. We suck.
Was that when I said that?
Yeah, that was after the Citadel game. You were so mad. I mean, it was. I remember I saved that, and like I can do all this shit at my, you know, in my studio or whatever, but I was like, oh, I've got to save that because that's just funny. And Kale and I hadn't done anything as far as working on any of this shit together, but I was like, that is funny. And I saved that, and it's still, I'm glad I kept it.
I'm all
out of jokes. And the way he said it was just, you said it with absolute disgust, like you fucking hated everyone. I'm all out of jokes.
Man, yeah. Is that still up? Is that I need to watch that. That was before I even started watching Jackpot.
I've got as a Christmas gift to everyone that follows the show, I'm going to give. I have the virtual Kale soundboard. I'm going to share it with everyone for Christmas. We're going to give everybody the virtual Kale soundboard, and
that wasn't a Carolina Jackpot video. That was just in a Facebook group, right?
Yeah. That was just in a Facebook group. I don't think you can find that. I mean,
at that time on Carolina Jackpot, all we did was scratch lottery tickets over here at that time.
That's true. Well, hey, I found the clip of Dan Mullen. You guys, we're going to play this really quick because this is Jerome, can you stay with us long enough for this, buddy? You mind?
Yo, hell yeah. I got to hear this one again.
All right, this is from Dan Mullen here, and I'm pulling this from Twitter, so we'll see how it sounds. It should sound okay. And let's maximize that. And there we go. Everybody can see that. Here we go. Here's his comment.
Looks like Al Bundy
He does kind of look like Al Bundy. Good point, sir.
What did you see with Marco Wilson's decision?
Oh, I didn't see that. I don't know. You know, I mean, I guess that's a penalty. I have no idea what happened. I didn't see it. So, I mean, you guys probably, I don't know. Do you guys see it? I don't know.
Yeah, you threw a guy's ship.
Okay. They called a penalty on it, so.
What did you?
Fuck Dan Mullen. Dude. Fuck Dan Mullen.
Could you imagine if he actually coached a bad football? Like, I mean, could you imagine, like, If he had like a Will Muschamp record, and lost games, that kind of clip, what kind of, oh my God,
yeah.
It was like he did know, but he acted like he didn't know. I mean, he knew. You could tell he knew.
That might be the worst piece of press conference that we actually have this season. I mean, you know, Will Muschamp had some winners. The whole thing of we're not giving everybody an injury report, that's kind of silly. But that one's impressive with, I didn't see it. Nah, fuck it, didn't see it.
He's a worse liar. He's a worse liar than Scott Satterfield.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, how about that one? That's crazy. I mean, like, he's because he got in trouble, so now he's acting like, oh, you know, or we didn't want him. I don't know what happened, but that whole thing's really crazy.
Derek.
I only interviewed South Carolina. I only interviewed there to make my parents happy, because that school was like 5 hours from where I grew up. I'd say it's a safe bet that, you know, you're a head coach of a Power Five school, you make a shit ton of fucking money. I would say that your parents are probably pretty damn proud of you already. I wouldn't think that you'd have to go on a job interview for a job that you don't want, just to make your parents proud of you. Go get fucked, dude. You're fucking
Scott Satterfield is a liar.
He really is. All right. Well, Jerome, do you have anything else for the show?
Man, that is all. You guys have a great night. Enjoyed it.
All right, bud. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Derek says he made a play. You guys are going way overboard. Look, I'm not mocking the kid for making a play. The kid screwed up. Kids screw up. What I'm mocking, I mean, he shouldn't have done it. It looks stupid, but I'm mocking the head coach who's like, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. He denied that shit like he farted in an elevator. I mean, that's pretty much what he did. And, you know, we're supposed to just, whatever. Yeah, man, that was painful. All right, Jerome, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And that opens up the phones at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. The other end of this, too, is I seen some folks online talking about, well, maybe Gus Malzahn could come and be the offensive coordinator. And my big thing with that is that, I mean, why would he do that? And not that he – I don't think he'll take a coaching job anywhere, because generally the way those contracts are set up is that he'll be out of his $21 million. So, no, I'll sit home for a year for $21 million.
I mean, I usually these coaches like that to get fired, they don't usually take a job like the first year. Like, you won't see them pop back up for a couple of years. Now, when Will Muschamp got fired from Florida, he took a job immediately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he also wasn't I don't know. I don't remember how that all went down. I don't remember what kind of buyout he got from Florida. It wasn't that big, because I don't think Florida at the time was stupid enough to give him a contract extension for losing games like we did. But I don't think you'll see him in coaching in 2021.
He might go to the TV desk. I think he might do that. So
Here's my thing with my other thing with Auburn, and I made this point earlier. I don't think that, you know, Auburn is, I guess that is a big job, or they think it's a big job. I think they think they're more elite than they really are, as far as a job. But I don't see any other, because, you know, Texas is not going to get rid of Herman. The only other big job that I could see coming open.
Michigan.
One of the higher level hires would go to would be Michigan. I mean, with that being said, I mean, why wouldn't you just hold on to him for one more fucking year? And then you could, if you want Hugh Freeze, you could probably have him again. You could probably have him at the end of 2021, because he'll probably still be up there in Lynchburg, Virginia next year, beating up on weak Sisters of the Poor non-Power 5 teams, and maybe Syracuse again. He'll probably still be on the vine for the picking. And, you know, or you could still have a Luke Fickell. I don't think he's going to be going anywhere. Not this year. Whoever else. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know. But
a couple of quick things. We talked about this the other night. Comrade has decided to leave the show. I mean, we wish him well. So he decided to step away from the show. God bless him. Let him do his thing, man. So you can check out the archive and get the full thing on that. There really is no reason he posted on our Facebook page. So now it's the Rob and Kale Show. You get two chunky bastards that like to talk about college sports. That's what you're going
to
get from
He wanted to concentrate on his baseball podcast. And if you don't know, you know, about baseball, it's more like stats, and you really have to get your stuff together. And, you know, you got to have, like, a lot of time to prepare for that, for baseball, which, you know, don't start for a few more months. But That's a lot of work. I don't think he wants to get into that.
Comrade's a hell of a baseball writer, too, by the way. I mean, the pesky pull.net, go and check that out. I mean, he does some great baseball stuff over there if you're a baseball nerd. Jason says... go ahead.
Sorry. Arkansas fan over there on YouTube, he says, was Sarah Fuller named Special Teams Player of the Week? She made two extra points kicks. They may name her Special Teams SEC Player of the Year. She'll probably be the on the first team All SEC team at the end of the year for place kicker. I would have to think.
Here's my thing on that, and this is the thing that bothered me a little bit. You know, if she's going to go out there and do it, that's fine. But under the way that they did it was weird to me, because it's like their place kicker or their punter kicked the long field goals. So it's like, man, wait a minute. Why can't he kick the extra points? I mean, that doesn't really make much sense. And I'm not trying to bash her. She can do whatever she needs to do. And I'm not – people are like, that's a sexist thing to say. What the – I mean – there's no point in her going out there when you've got a guy that was booting 35-yard field goals for you. He can kick the damn extra point.
Yeah, he kicked the field goal. He attempted that field goal, which he made, and they said he's the long field goal kicker for Vanderbilt. They said Sarah Fuller is the short, and the long field goal that he attempted was like 38 fucking yards.
Look,
if she could go out there and if she was the only one they had and she was booming, you know, 40, 50 yarders, God dang, God bless her. But that's
my thing. It was more of, I don't think it was a publicity stunt, but I just think it was more along the lines of, you know what? I mean, you had the other guy that could kick. If you had her there as like an emergency kicker, I get that. I mean, I get that, but I just... It's not that I'm like anti-Fuller, but silly. Silly stuff there. Anyway, we'll take your...
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not against it. I'm not against it at all.
No,
I mean, hell
I think
no. I should let the young lady play. But, yeah, I mean, don't just, you know... Yeah. I don't know.
Sarah Fuller has more awards than Uncle Lou would ever receive. If Uncle Lou hears that shit, he's not going to like it. Uncle Lou is a friend of the program. Just saying.
Don't stop mistreating Uncle Lou.
Yeah, Uncle Lou's not going to put up with that shit. Maddie says, would South Carolina want Malzahn as an offensive coordinator if he decides to go the coordinator route? And he's not going to do that right now. It's $21 million to sit on his couch for a year. $21 million. That's... You're out of your fucking mind, man. He's not, I mean, everybody's out of their mind if he thinks he's going to come here. Someone asked who we thought would be good if they couldn't get Gus Malzahn, which I don't think, you know, if they do hire Malzahn, then I'll look stupid.
If they couldn't get Gus, they said if they couldn't get Garrett Riley.
Oh, Garrett Riley, yeah. Anyway, but Garrett Riley, if they can't get her, then they're going to have to look around. You know who I would go after? What's that?
You said her. If they can't get her, I said we're hiring a lady offensive coordinator.
Damn it. My tongue's
really open the floodgates, huh?
Open the floodgates up. Yes, Sarah Fuller's the next offensive coordinator for South Carolina. Deal with it. Yeah. But if they can't get those guys, then I think that they should throw money at the Ole Miss offensive coordinator. Because that guy, I think his name is Lashley, if I remember correctly.
No, he's Miami's offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Miami's offensive coordinator. I like him, but I also like Ole Miss's offensive coordinator. But that's kind of a lateral move.
Lashley is at Miami. I don't know who the OC is at.
Yeah, I'd have to Google that. But
I thought it was Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, but. Does Lane call? Yeah, Lane does call the plays, but I like Lashley down at Miami. He's done some good stuff there and bringing them back from disaster, even though they got their dicks kicked in the other night. So,
at Walt Deptula, my buddy up here in the upstate, good old Walt on WCCP, he put out a very eloquent tweet last night, and he nailed it perfectly about Miami is a fraud, always has been, always will be.
Yeah.
Fraudulent. Just fraudulent.
Fraudulent. Yep. So, anyway, I don't know. Like, I'm sure Shane Beamer's going to get on that really quick here as far as the way they're going to go. But, man, it's – I think – I know he had to finish out his time with Oklahoma, but – and I'm sure he's lighting up the phone lines and everything else. But it's going to be interesting to see who he gets. And then on the defensive side, there are names that are out there, but there aren't any that really set you on fire. So, you know,
I don't understand. I think it's great that they finished out the regular season, and now we're going to play in a Big 12 championship game. But after this damn championship game, I mean, I think that needs to be it. I mean, he needs to come on. You know, I mean, I was all for him finishing that up, finishing his commitment up. He ain't committed to that. He shouldn't. I mean, if your fucking players can back out of them bowl games because they didn't want to fucking play them, so they can go prepare for the NFL draft, then I think he should elect to not participate in the bowl game so that he can go coach and do the other job that you got hired for, right?
Yeah, I think so, but you know, I mean, he's got to take care of his commitments. I get that. I mean, I completely get that.
But I think Oklahoma and their tight ends will be okay.
Yeah. Well, he's the assistant head coach, too, Kale. He may do other shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Oklahoma, I don't think they throw it to the tight end a lot.
Dennis Wilson online says, Rob, Miami was off 3 weeks, and you can't have that happen when you're trying to get better. Brother, everybody, you know what? Everybody's dealing with the same shit here. Everybody's dealing with COVID. The only teams in the SEC that finished out their 10-game schedule on time, South Carolina and Kentucky. Everybody else had to move their shit around. So, Arkansas fan wants you to read his last comment. I'm going to pull it up for you here, see if I can find it. Sarah Fuller is named Player of the Year. I will always hate Vandy. I swear to that. Is that what you're talking about there, Arkansas fan? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Brandon
Jeff Levy.
Says Jeff Lebby is the name of the Ole Miss offensive coordinator. He's just the guy that fills up the fucking Gatorade bottles and moves shit around. He moves the chairs around in the damn meeting room. Lane Kiffin's the offensive coordinator down there.
Yep. Miami is still trash. Good point there, Edwin Reeves.
Did you? This is off subject, but that tweet from a couple of weeks ago or from last Sunday, I guess, that was put out by the Virginia Tech equipment people to Clemson. They tweeted out that we wanted to thank you for you know, the way you treated our facilities and for stacking the chairs in the corner and not making a mess or something. Did you see this?
I did.
What the fuck? I mean, what is that? Not what you should be doing anyway. I mean,
when I read that, I was like, ugh. But then I was like, maybe there are a lot of teams that just don't do that. They leave everything fucking destroyed. Maybe they walked in and was like, wow.
It's like when I leave the grocery store, like somebody handed me a coupon and said, we appreciate you not, you know, throwing shit in the floor and
pissing in the vinegar.
And pissing in our bathroom sink and making a mess.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's what you should do. But, you know, it's Clemson, so we got to trump it up. It's something great.
Jason says, how come we, as in the Gamecocks, never gave Dak Joyner a shot at quarterback since he's been here? He's a playmaker. They say he can't throw, but the throws I've seen him throw were on the money but dropped. You know, the little bit that I've gotten to see of Dak Joyner throwing the ball, I don't think that he's light years better than everybody else, in my opinion.
I think the bloom is off the rose of this Dak Joyner. I don't think he's that great.
I mean, he. If you look at his high school film, he threw some great passes down there at Fort Dorchester. I think was the high school he was from down in the Low Country. Yeah. But he got here and he was behind Jake Bentley. Nobody was going to get past Bentley that year, and he just behind him. But I just think that South Carolina historically they don't really have a lot of quarterbacks that can move around outside the pocket and make plays with their feet. I mean, I guess you could go with Connor Shaw to an extent, but I mean, other than that, I mean, I guess a lot of people say Anthony Wright, but Anthony Wright was a damn good pocket passer in my opinion. And Savelle Newton was kind of this. I mean,
he
was great.
Warren Moon like 20 years later.
Yeah, and then but Savelle Newton played with Spurrier, and Spurrier didn't have quarterbacks like that. So
Dwayne Roll Tide Roll over there on YouTube says Auburn will get the best head coach available. South Carolina better lock somebody down quick.
Dwayne, they must not have internet in Alabama on like the past week. South Carolina's got their guy. He needs to go back to
we've had a touch for a fucking 8 days now. Yeah,
I mean, he needs to go back to the McDonald's Wi-Fi over there and make sure that you get your updates daily. South Carolina's got a coach, brother. I don't know what the hell that's up with that.
And Arkansas State hired Butch Jones. Butch Jones is going to be the head coach of the Red Wolves.
Isn't that some funny shit? By the way, Nick Saban has the damn... It's like the Coach's Rebirth Society down there. He has all kinds of, you know, he took in Sarkisian and Kiffin and all these guys. I mean,
yeah,
what a mess, man.
You know who he's going to take in next?
Muschamp. No. Why would he not take Muschamp?
Obviously. I mean, they've already worked together before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, Muschamp didn't learn anything from him last time, so he's going to have to take him back over his knee again and teach him another lesson, take him out behind the woodshed.
Watch Muschamp end up with a job at, like, I don't know, some small school, like 2 years from now, like East Carolina, Louisiana Tech, something like that. Yeah, maybe Gus replaces Butch.
He'll be Skip Holtz's bitch.
Can anybody ever think about being Skip Holtz's bitch? How far in your life have you fallen if you have to refer to yourself as Skip Holtz's bitch? Anyway, that's crazy. 803-470-2905. We've had some good callers this evening. 803-470-2905.
Must be Illinois, somebody says.
Yeah, that could be good.
Illinois takes losers like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They fired the bearded Black Santa Claus. Is it? Did they fire him?
Is that what's on his license, Kale, is Black Santa Claus?
He had that damn beard. He looked like Black Santa Claus. And he grew that beard out.
God damn.
It was just totally white, man. It was fucking cool. They fired him.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know who they're going to go after. They'll go after some wet fart that you've never heard of before.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm kind of surprised that hire didn't work out. I mean... So you see these NFL hires, I mean, sometimes when they come to college like that, it just don't work out. I mean, when they try to go from one to the other like that, yeah. they fizzle out. You would have thought, I mean, Illinois has been a good football team in the past. I mean,
yeah.
They've never been never at a consistent level or consistently, but I mean, they've been okay. In the past.
Our listeners over there are smarter than we are. Everybody tells them it's this Lovie Smith. Yeah, you're right about that. My favorite Lovie Smith line is, Rex is our quarterback. Rex Grossman's our quarterback. Yeah, he threw three interceptions, but he's still our quarterback with the Bears. So, yeah.
I know what his name is, guys. I know it's not Black Santa Claus.
I honestly thought it was Black Santa Claus.
Football. No, I know who fucking Skip Holtz is. He's it's insignificant in coaches at Louisiana Tech. You know, I would do know who Lovie Smith is.
Okay, well, I'll put this out there. I watch a lot of football, and I couldn't remember that Lovie – I knew Lovie Smith coached, but I couldn't remember he was there. I thought it was Black Santa Claus. I thought that's what was on his license. So, Kale's smarter than I am, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, because I thought, oh, they got Black Santa Claus coaching up there. Okay, well, just for that.
Fuck Rob.
Exactly. Auburn should make their first ever minority hire. You know what? I kind of get that, but the reality is that, and I don't want to come across like I'm just the crazy white guy here, but there are good coaches. Just because they're black, that doesn't matter. I mean, there are some good black coaches out there. So just hiring somebody because they're black, I don't think that's the best thing ever, in my opinion. I mean, hire them because they're a good coach. That's the way that it should be. Yeah, so, and I know that makes me look like I'm a crazy idiot when I say that, but I'm all about, when it comes to football, man, I'm all about who can get you the most wins. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, green, purple, polka dot. If you can win me one more game, we'll deal with it. Let's go. Bring whoever it is here. I mean, I just don't care. So,
Will Cooley over there on YouTube says, Muschamp to Arizona.
Well, Arizona lost 70-7, and they fired Kevin Sumlin.
So he can go lose games in the desert now. Those people would be coming after him in a couple of years with a cactus. As soon as he starts some of those bullshit press conferences where he starts lying and lying to the Arizona Wildcat fans about the injured players and whatnot. Yeah, they'll be coming after his ass.
Yeah.
He'll get you. Fuck your defense up, too. Well, you just gave up 70 points yesterday, so I don't know if you could fuck it up much worse, but he'd try.
What happens if he came in and he actually, improved the defense to the point where they only gave up 56 to Arizona State next year? Then he would be talking about, well, when I came here, we improved by 2 touchdowns against our rival.
Tony Jackson says a woeful program is Arizona. They almost beat USC this year. They did in like the first week or second week of the season. They almost beat Southern Cal. It's weird.
Fuck Wilmot's champ.
Exactly.
But I don't know how you could lose that bad. I mean, I do know how you could.
Yeah.
Because I've seen something, but I don't know how you could lose that bad to your rival. That's pretty.
Appreciate
it.
Kale, I wanted to go over this with you really quick before we get out of here this evening. By the way, we are doing a bowl challenge. If you guys want to do the bowl challenge, I'm going to email everyone who was in our pick'em challenge, and we're going to get that set up. All picks are against the spread. If you would like to enter, $20 a piece, let me know. If you're already in our challenge now, I'll be sending you an email, and then we can go from there. But hopefully we'll have a nice big bowl challenge, and you can, right after the first of the year, you can get $500, $600, $700, $800 into your account. Kale wants to redeem himself for his mediocre showing in the pick'em contest, so I'm sure that I know that I'm entering. Kale's going to enter, so it's going to be fun. So, and that will be sponsored by Callaway's as well. 803-470-2905. But the last thing I wanted to get to you with, Kale, was, did you see the latest AP Top 25?
I saw the coaches poll earlier today. But
the AP Top 25 said that there are 5 ACC teams and 4 SEC teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I've just read about it, so yeah.
Yeah. Guess who the 5th ACC team is?
So we got, let me try to figure them out here. So we got Clemson.
Yep.
Notre Dame.
Yep.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Yep. Who do you think's the 5th?
Boston College.
NC State.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, they were ranked last week.
But having five ACC teams at this time of the year, I'm not trying to get into a conference pissing contest, but yeah, it's crazy. So
Dave Dearns, he would have been an excellent hire for South Carolina, I think.
Yeah. Lots of people are wondering where Destroy is. I have no clue, man. I have no clue where Destroy is.
Destroy didn't want to talk about that. I don't blame him. I don't either. Tied up. He's tied up. Kids and booming business, I guess.
Kids and booming business.
Whatever the damn thing is. But, you know, you remember Ruffin McNeil that used to be the head coach at
East Carolina.
Yeah, he's like the assistant head coach, special assistant to the head coach at NC State now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
cool. Well, he's an interesting coach because he had them turning up some offensive numbers out there at ECU.
He did. They fucked him over. He got fired. The athletic department, they didn't see eye to eye, and they got rid of him. And then they went downhill and they haven't been able to recover. Yeah, Lincoln Riley was offensive coordinator there. Brandon Kuhn, exactly right. Exactly right.
Look at Brandon Kuhn knows everything. Brandon Kuhn's a damn.
He does.
He does. He's a walking encyclopedia of stuff.
I bet Brandon Kuhn could probably tell you who was the fucking offensive coordinator for the Iowa State Cyclones in 1977 and 78.
He probably could. He probably knows all that shit. Anyway, taking your calls this evening, 803-470-2905. As we wind down this evening, we've got I'm gonna go over these games here, and we'll put the lines out here really quick before we get out of here. There's like 12 games on the schedule this week, and since it's there's 12 games that from Saturday on, so let's do that, okay? So here's the games we got. Florida State and Wake Forest. Wake is an 11-point favorite. Bum, bum, bum. I wanted to do this game, Air Force versus Army. This is for the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. It is a pick 'em. So I will be watching some of that game, and then I'll be watching that right before Clemson kicks off in the ACC Championship game. Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 14-point favorite. Illinois and Penn State. Penn State's a 15-point favorite. Let's see here. Yeah, I think there's like 12 games we're going to do here, if I remember correctly. Louisiana, Lafayette, and Coastal Carolina. That is for the Sun Belt Championship. Obviously, we'll do that game. The American Championship. Tulsa and Cincinnati. Obviously,
that'll be a good game.
That will be a good game.
If they play it. They were supposed to play this week.
Yeah.
They were supposed to play, and they didn't play. So
Oklahoma and Iowa State. Oklahoma is a 4.5-point favorite. That's already ballooned to 6. So, yeah, that's interesting. This game here I want on because I think it's going to be interesting. Mississippi and LSU. LSU is a 4-point favorite at home. You want to take a guess at what the over-under is on that game, Cale?
What is it?
Mississippi and LSU. At LSU, the over and under. What, do you want to take a wild guess?
82.
No, 74.5.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ, 37 points apiece is what they're thinking there. Dennis Bolson says, I hope Clemson loses the ACC championship. Well, okay, Dennis.
Wake Forest really an 11-point favorite over Florida State?
They are, yes, sir. The opening line is down to 7, but they were opened up as an 11-point favorite. That game's at Wake, by the way. So, yeah.
That's why.
Because it's at Wake? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy. Florida State just actually had a decent showing yesterday.
Yeah, but
that's very surprising to me.
Duke was shit after they lost the former Clemson quarterback whose name escapes me. Chase Bryce? That his name? I can't remember.
They lost him?
No, he got hurt. Duke's quarterback
yesterday?
Got hurt. Yeah.
He got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, he got hurt yesterday.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I was not happy. I took Duke in the pick 'em. Fuck Duke.
I did too. I mean, God, now they just got boat raced, but they came back and made it close. It was 28-21, and then Florida State. It's almost like they remembered how to play football yesterday.
Yeah.
So congratulations, I guess.
All right. So, and the other matchup, Texas A&M at Tennessee. Texas A&M is a 14-point favorite. That game will definitely be in the mix because
Do we have Georgia and Vanderbilt in there?
I'm willing to put Georgia and Vanderbilt in there. Why not? Who cares at this point?
Do we have Mizzou and Mississippi State in there? That's a very short line on that one.
Yeah, 1 point. We'll definitely have that in the mix. So there you go. All right, final call for calls.
Easy money cover there. I think Missouri handles them.
803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. If you remember last week, Wednesday, I was struggling. I was like, man, I'm going to go with Georgia. And then I was like, no. What'd you say, Kel? What's up?
Maddie Sims, you need to highlight that. Maddie Sims over on YouTube says, Florida State, Free Shoes University. Florida, Throwing Shoes University.
Yeah, we're going to have Bama and UF, Edwin. You're right about that, brother. That game will definitely be there. The line on that has moved up. It started at 14.5. Now it's at 17. That's Who's interesting. That? Bama and Florida?
Yeah, that's not enough, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Let's see here. And then Clemson and Notre Dame. That started out at 7.5. Now it's up to 11. Yes, Tony, we're going to do Air Force and Army for the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. So for everybody that's over there, we're going to do a bowl pick'em challenge too. This wraps up our regular season. If you would like to get involved in the bowl pick'em challenge, let me know.
You know what? I no disrespect by me saying this, and I'm totally talking in football terms, but fuck Navy. Those son of a bitches. I took yesterday in this damn pick'em challenge. I took yesterday. What were their 4-point underdogs?
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually put a little money on them on the money line as well. Not a lot. Just, in case they happen to pull out a win. And it was fucking 3-0. I mean, into the third quarter. And then they just fucking self-imploded, and they ended up losing like 15-0. Just a horrible fucking foot. And I know it was Army and Navy, so we can't say anything bad about it. But what's a horrible fucking football game? And you couldn't see in that one either. Normally, and when you play at Army Stadium, especially in this time of year, it's supposed to be picturesque. You can see the mountains off in the distance, and the leaves are I guess the leaves aren't changing colors now. They're probably all falling off the trees. But it's like one of the prettiest places in college football. I've actually been to a game there before, and it's true, it is. But, God dang, just a fucking shitty game. They lose 15-0. Navy had no explosive plays. Well, they did. They did one. Their quarterback ran like 60 yards. But other than that, they didn't do shit. They had first and goal from the 4-yard line, and they only gained 2 fucking yards. Couldn't even get into the damn end zone. Horrible. Horrible. Navy was good. I remember when they were good. Well, they came down to South Carolina when Spurrier was the coach here, and we played them on ESPN, and we barely got out of there alive in that one. We beat them like, I think it was 24-21 or something. Yeah. And this was with the same damn coach. What the fuck happened?
They have to have that quarterback to run that option. They don't have one. For folks that are looking to get involved with the pick 'em, find me on Facebook. Just look for Rob Sanders, or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. Brock Lee brings up a good point. This proves that I sometimes don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. He says, remember when Rob said Missouri was covering against Georgia and that was his lock of the week? I did say that on my Fox Sports Radio show. And for that, yeah here we go.
Fuck Rob.
Exactly. I knew
that wasn't happening.
It's funny because when I said it the other night on the show, Kale goes, I was like, I'm gonna switch to Mizzou, and Kale, I seen Kale's eyes light up a little bit, and it's like I could just see it registering in his head, like, that dumb fuck, look what he's doing. that's how it was. But I was like, fuck, I can't change again because I already said I was going with Georgia, and then I changed to Mizzou, and then Kale's over there, dumb fuck. Now I feel stupid, but hey, Brock, you're right about that. So Brandon says, yeah, Lattimore carried in that game, had 240 rushing yards and a few TDs. By the way, somebody up top was talking about that. Hog Dog says, fuck you, bro, don't disrespect the Navy. It's not the Navy he's disrespecting. It's the Navy football team.
I said it was all about football, you dumb fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You made some dumb comments on here, and I've been nice enough to show them.
Yeah.
When you said South Carolina's Clemson's bitch when it comes to football. Yeah, really? We don't fucking know that already? Jesus Christ. Go get laid or something.
He wasn't being disrespectful to Navy. Holy shit, man. Now, see, if I didn't address that here, then someone's going to be like, oh, well, Jackpot was disrespecting Navy. Then it's Jackpot doesn't like America. And Jackpot's a communist. Yeah. That's how it would be. And it's like, no, he just said their fucking football team sucked a dick yesterday. And they did. It's not that complicated. We wish
Carolina
them all
Jackpot,
well. And,
Carolina,
you know, they're...
Carolina Jackpot's in the Taliban.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were in the Taliban.
The guy ever to wear a towel on his head.
I really did. I really thought you were in the Taliban. I agree with Tony that they are getting healthy, but Pick'em Challenge for the Bulls is coming up. Obviously, when we do our show next Sunday, I have to have that finalized and ready to go because I think the first bowl games start that week. So we may not do – I think if they have a game on the 21st, I don't know, but we'll work it out. So
this is going to be a shit show. You know that, right? Because we've got to pick all these games, and people have to put their picks in before the bowls start.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It is. And this time, if you think you don't know anything, Maddie said – that's the line of the night, Maddie Sims. Jackpot is a communist. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, if you don't know anything about it, this is the one where you can get your girlfriends in because girlfriend, wife, whatever the hell it is you've got, you know, get them in because it really and truthfully, I don't think it'll be a test of skill this time. I really don't because it'll be a set of nobody's going to know anything. Nobody's going to know who's going to opt out. Nobody's going to know how many teams are going to play. There's talk now. I said last week on the show that South Carolina's not getting a bowl because I had a pretty good source. Now, Ray Tanner came out the next day. Yeah, we're probably going to a bowl. Damn it. So
okay, well, then you can bank on it that we're not because most of what he says doesn't come to fruition. I have supreme confidence and will to – that Will's going to guide our football program in the next few years, whatever the fuck you said about him.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Pumping him up. Well, what was the other thing you wanted to talk about tonight real quick? Was the McKenzie Milton kid.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about
Florida
that.
State?
Yeah.
I did not even see this.
Yeah. McKenzie Milton, of course, was going to – the kid from Central Florida – has decided that he is going to transfer to Florida State.
Well,
so
his fucking career is dead.
You know, here's the thing with that. He's 5'11" tall, by the way. Now, I'm not mocking anybody because I'm not. I think I'm five. The U.S. government says that I'm 5'9". So, but. He's 5'11", and you're going to go – when I see that, I know that I sound like I'm height shaming, but if I'm Florida State, I'm like, fuck you going to do for us, dude? I mean, come on, man. Dude, what do you think about that, man? That's funny.
I don't know. He had a really bad knee injury. Did he have more than one, or was it just the one he's just –
Yeah, he had the bad knee injury, and it ended up screwing him up, yeah.
He hasn't played since 2018.
Yeah. He's rehabbing a knee. He has been unable to play for the last 2 years. He said in an interview, you see Florida State, the garnet and gold, it speaks for itself. What does it speak for itself, dude? Tell me what good things that Florida State has done in the past, I don't know. Since Jimbo Fisher's wife was swinging on a
South Carolina and Florida State both went to shit about the same time.
That's valid.
South Carolina, maybe a year or so earlier, because I think in 2015, I think Florida State was still relevant.
Yeah.
They weren't national championship playoff type relevant, but as soon as they started losing to the Taters every year, which was 2015, right? It was the first time. They haven't been shit since. They've been terrible. Just a terrible team.
All right. Will says, thoughts on the league changing rules for Ohio State? I mean, you knew it was going to happen. I think the thing that bothers me most about that is that Indiana plays in their division, and they have six conference wins. Yes, their only loss is to Ohio State on the road by 7 points. But they're going to tell them, hey, you have more conference wins. Fuck you. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's stupid. It really, really is. And I think I've talked about this on the show, on my Fox Sports show, which, by the way, folks watching here, I bartered a deal with Jackpot that I'm going to stream it on his channel here. So we're going to have big guests, including former Gamecock quarterback Corey Jenkins and several other folks coming on the show here in the next couple of weeks. But the I said this, that if they let Ohio State in the playoffs at 6-0, if I'm a Texas A&M fan, I am pissed. I'm absolutely pissed because the fuck does it matter that I played games?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what did you go? Well, you went out and won all those games this year, and you broke the A&M curse. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because at some point, it has to stop. It just has to stop at some point. You know, the fucking, it's the media, man. It's the fucking media pushing the shit.
Yeah. It's frustrating shit. Because I don't, and here's the thing, and an Ohio State fan and I had it out on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and he said, or was it last week? I can't remember. And he said, look at it from this perspective, and this kind of made sense, but he said, if Ohio State played Texas A&M on a neutral field, who do you think would win? And, I mean, I guess that's a sobering way to look at it, and that's what I'm going to have to tell myself when I see this fraudulent team that hasn't really played anything, and when they get into the CFP. But you know what? We're all assuming shit here. They have to play Northwestern, who's a pretty damn good football team. And they got to play them, and they're a smart team. They're going to be all right, I think. I really do. And I'm not saying they're going to win, but you know what? Nobody said that LSU was going to win last night on the road in the fog at the Swamp. Why can't Northwestern win that game?
Northwestern should be undefeated.
Yeah.
For some reason, 2 weeks ago, they got a little bit of a case of the bubble guts, and they took a big old shit in their drawers against a Michigan State team that was absolutely fucking horrible.
Yep.
I don't understand what the fuck happened there. But they should be undefeated.
They've got Ohio State as a 20.5-point favorite in that game. I don't understand how you can do that, because I just don't think Ohio State has put enough out there to show us that they're that fucking good. They haven't played enough.
Well, then they turned around. That same Michigan State team that beat Northwestern, though, they beat them 52-12 with like half of a fucking team.
Yeah, I know.
No coach. I mean, so I don't know.
Is it roster and perceived talent that should be the determining factor? No, Ed, but I don't agree with that, because last year's Alabama team had Tua Tagovailoa and all those guys, and he ended up getting hurt, and that kind of threw Alabama for a storm there. I mean, the whole LSU thing, they lost to them anyway, but it's not always about having the most talented team. If that were the case, South Carolina would have won the damn SEC East at least one more time. What was it, 2014, when you guys fumbled the up there at Tennessee? I'm not trying to kick dirt in your face, Cale, but the year that you lost to Tennessee, then they were like 3-8 or some shit, had no business losing that game. What year was that?
2013.
Yeah. 2013, a South Carolina team with Connor Shaw, the best quarterback they've ever had.
I never will fucking forget that. And then whoever their damn quarterback was, I can't even fucking remember. That was the first year Butch Jones was there. And that receiver, Marquez North, made a one-handed catch to put them in the damn scoring range, and all the stupid dorky ass Tennessee fans put the damn meme up, that fucking catch, for like the next 2 fucking years, and they put it there, it only takes one hand to beat a cock. Ooh, we are so fucking clever.
Well, but and their running back, his name was like, his name was Pig Fuller. I think that's what his name was. Pig, was it Pig?
Pig
it was
Howard.
Pig Howard. There we go. Thank you, Kale. But I'm just saying, I'm just saying. Here, hold on. Somebody's calling us. Let's see here. Here we go. We piss off now. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say Merry Christmas to Carolina Jackpot, and yeah, it's a great season.
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just calling in to say for these random bowl games that are coming up, it's going to be very interesting to see like the NCAA like deal with all of this and like the opt outs for bowl games and like just stuff like that. Like it's a weird year. For like these champion like these conference championships are coming up, so it's just it's very weird.
Cool. Anything else?
Nothing much. I'm expecting Northwestern to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship.
Sure.
I think they're going to be big underdogs, but I think they're going to duke it out. Like, there's nothing really for me to see if like Ohio State's a good team. But I think this is going to be the year of, like, you know, upsets and obviously last night with LSU beating Florida. So that's why I kind of call them in just to, you know, these bowl games coming up. And then my team was the University of Louisville. And apparently we have an option to play a bowl this year, even though that we're 4-7. But I hope we don't really play one just because I just don't want the players just to deal with, like, you know, more of these COVID restrictions. I just want them to, you know, just take the win over Wake Forest yesterday and then just get ready for the next season. So that's why I'm calling in.
Man, I wish I wish my team could be 4-7. Shit.
I wish.
I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, I actually expected U of L to actually make the ACC championship. I was really certain this year with the roster that we had and the talent. And then it was just a lot of really just turnovers for us. And that just really hurts your team. And, like, you know, watching the game yesterday, especially with the op-out of, like our key receiver, Tutu Atwell, and, like, you know, Javion Hawkins and stuff like that. I mean, we should be, like, 7-4 or 7-3 or stuff like that. So it's very, like, I don't really want us to see us play a bowl game, but if they do, I mean, sure.
Hey, man,
it doesn't really hurt, I guess.
What do you think about your coach lying about the South Carolina job?
Lying about the South Carolina job. That was, like it's tough to say. A lot of the fans I was reading on, like, you know, Twitter and social media saying, like, oh, he's betraying the team and he really wants to leave. He doesn't want to stay here. So, I mean, I respect his decision that he wants to stay at U of L just because I was really expecting him to have a better year on his second term. But also, we got to figure out defense. I think our big thing right now is, like, recruiting, like, just big, like, linebackers and just, you know, good just, like, corners and, like, just figure out the turnover game. Because nowadays, in college football, it really is just a track race. So it's hard for me to, like, do we recruit guys that can run really fast, or do we recruit guys that can, like, stop the run and stop the pass? So, but if he would have left for South Carolina, I would have been like, sure. There's definitely a lot of nominations right now with, like, the amount of coaches and coordinators that have been fired this year, even in the NFL and the NCAA. So, you know, it is what it is. So, but that's why I'm calling in. So your guys' show is great. I love tuning in on the Sundays. So, but yeah, that's basically, you know, all I got for you guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. All right, there we go.
I think we made the right decision there. We don't want Scott Satterfield. I mean, he's just a liar confirmed.
Yeah.
Of course.
By the way,
then again, didn't Shane Beamer take plays from the old Wake Forest radio man
I have not brought that up because I didn't want to throw shade at your coach until he got here, but Yeah, that was kind of shitty. The WikiLeaks scandal.
What the fuck do you, and that at that time, Virginia Tech, I think, you know, they were a little bit, they were kind of on the downward spiral from what they had been at one point in time. But I think they were a little bit better than what they are now. What the fuck do you need to dev steal plays from or buy plays from some damn rogue fucking radio announcer to beat damn Wake Forest if you're Virginia Tech? And under Frank Beamer, why couldn't you just line up 11-on-11 and go out there and fucking beat them? That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't make any sense either, but people make mistakes. Either way, I wanted to finally, before we got out of here, we were talking about that 2012 South Carolina team. If you talk about just talent, that team had Connor Shaw on it, who was the best Gamecock quarterback ever. His backup, Dylan Thompson, has the single season record for passing yards as a Gamecock. So, fucking pretty goddamn strong at quarterback there. Marcus Lattimore, probably one of the best running backs in South Carolina history. Kenny Miles was on that team. Mike Davis, who was the starting running back for the Panthers after Christian McCaffrey was injured. Sean Carson was a freshman running back. He was a pretty good player. Ace Sanders.
Matt Rowland was there, I think.
Yeah, Ace Sanders was a junior on that team. He played in the NFL. Bruce Ellington, who killed Clemson on the football field and the basketball court all in the same month. Not very many guys can say that. Looking down with a Shaq Rowland. Justice Cunningham was a senior tight end. He was good. Rory Anderson was good. Jadeveon Clowney, absolutely outstanding player. Kelsey Quarles, Corey Robinson, Chaz Sutton, Devin Taylor, all these guys played in the NFL. In addition to Vic Hampton, Devontae Holloman, Jimmy Legree, and DJ Swearinger was your starting safety as a senior. If it were just on talent and they had a fucking Hall of Fame head coach, South Carolina should have been playing the damn national championship game.
You start rattling off these names to me, and I'm just like, and then I can see, like, you know, in 7 years from now, when you're like rattling off the damn names of who's on the 2020 team, I'd be like, Who the fuck are they?
Who the fuck are these guys? And that's my final thing tonight. I don't want
nobody fucking memorable. None.
Well, but I don't. You know, everybody's all the Gamecock fans on Gamecock Twitter when Mukwamu makes some NFL team and makes plays. They're gonna be like, oh, former Gamecock. Oh, we love it.
And they'll be the same ones who called him a fucking quitter.
Exactly. All right, so we'll be back at it on Wednesday. If you want to get into the Pick'em contest for the bowls, would love to have you. Get with me at Rob Sounds Good on Twitter. Find me on Facebook, or you can look for the Rob and Kale Show on Facebook as well, and we can get involved with that. I'll send you a link. Now, bear in mind, you can't pick the games until Sunday, but we should have it up by Sunday so you can get the next games in. But we're going to crown a champion on Sunday, this coming Sunday, because Ben Simmons has a 6-game lead. I think if we're picking 12 games, someone's going to have to go 12-0, and he's going to have to go like 5-7 to lose. If Ben Simmons loses, we're going to mock him until the end of time. That's what's going to happen there.
We can't lose because we're already going out and getting an extra large size crown for that tall bastard right now. So
yeah, that tall bastard gets his own fucking crown.
The fucking bed.
If he shits the bed, we're going to laugh at him forever. So anyway. All right, but we'll be back at it on Wednesday. We appreciate you guys. As I said, at Rob Sounds Good. Find me on Facebook. I'm Rob Sanders.
Real quick, last comment there. Nectarios Kapilos,
yeah,
over on YouTube says, what should Cleveland's new team name be? Did you see that?
I did.
The Indians.
Jesus, what the hell are we doing? They're gonna come after the Braves next. They're gonna name the Braves. This is an old, remember the movie with PCU, I think was the name of it, but it's like it was like a spoof on like colleges being politically correct. I think Jeremy Piven was in it. And they renamed their mascot from the, I don't know, it was the Fighting Warhawks to the Whooping Cranes. If they change the name of my Atlanta Braves to the Atlanta Whooping Cranes, I'm going to burn all of my gear.
Well, You think that's offensive? You know what they were called before that? They were called the Crackers.
They were called the Crackers. At one point, yeah. They're going to call them Cleveland Baseball Club. What a bunch of fuckery that is.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What a bunch of shit.
No, it did say they expect to have a new name, like, within a week. Why did it take so long? They don't even have they had plenty of time for the Redskins to find a fucking name, for those people to find a name from them. Hell, they got rid of the damn Washington Redskins name, what, back in, like, February of last year. I mean, they had all this damn time. They were sitting around doing nothing, shut down with COVID, and somebody couldn't come up with a fucking nickname.
Right. By the way, Nectarius, we're not mocking your name, brother. Your name's Greek. Be proud of your name, man. We ain't mocking you for that. I'm just a dumb hillbilly. I can't pronounce shit like that.
I was just trying to sound it out. I'm sorry.
No, we're not mocking you, brother. Don't run away from the show for that. If they name my Braves the Whooping Cranes, I'm gonna be pissed. But someone did call my show the other day because I was in a break and they're like, I called Washington the Washington Redskins, and I shit you not, Kale. They're like, you realize that they're not the Redskins, right? That name's offensive. Fuck out of here.
I have a lady that works for me that just moved down to South Carolina, I think, like at the beginning of the year, from the Washington, D.C. area, and she called them the Redskins still.
Fuck it. All right, Matt Miller wants to know where the comrade is, and I know we're going to have to do this because the comrade's been here a while. Comrade's decided to lead the show, so he decided that he wanted to leave the program. He decided last week, so we wish comrade the best, and we wish you the best heading into the week. And with that, the show is a wrap.